True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, of course, and joining me right now, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins of our great Sunshine State. And Lieutenant Governor, good morning. How are you? Wait a second. Hold on. New phone system. I apologize. You're on the air, sir.
All right. Well, Bob, I'm doing well. Appreciate you having me on. How was your vacation?
Fantastic. I mean, I love the Sunshine State, but just to get out into other areas of our nation, never been to New Hampshire, Boston, Fenway Park, loved it all, ate my body weight in lobster. And so thanks for asking. Next trip, I'm going to where you're from, Montana.
Oh, incredible. You'll love it out there. Go to Glacier, maybe on down to Yellowstone as well. Absolutely beautiful. But Bozeman, Montana, you got to take the time.
I've been through there on my Harley during the Sturgis thing, but I want to go as like a separate trip and really get into it. But we've got business to take care of, so let me ask you this. We've got illegal immigration, clearly, in Florida. It's an issue like everywhere else. What's the status, and I guess especially alligator Alcatraz, what's the status there?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you asking that, Bob. Obviously, you know, this is something that has been at the forefront of the American political discussion. The American people have been incredibly clear. President Trump has pushed down to the states, expecting them to lead. And here we've stood up and stood beside the president. Governor Ron DeSantis has pushed every law enforcement agency to step in line. We have more 287G agreements than anybody else. And of course, as is predictable, the liberal left has gone out, attacked things like alligator Alcatraz. They tried to use some federal environmental survey as a reason to pull it aside and put it in mothballs. But we knew that was going to happen. We knew we would win. And the court system came through. There's a complete stay, meaning alligator Alcatraz is back in business. It is up and running, as is Deportation Depot. And I hear there's talk about the Panhandle Pokey coming up as well, because we're going to keep pushing, we're going to keep leading, because that's what Florida does.
What about property tax relief? It's almost like a tease. As a property owner, we're always looking for, okay, are we going to get a break? What's going to happen? And I know you and the governor don't control that. It's going to take much more than that to change things, but I know you've been working on it. What's the status on that?
Yeah, you know, across the state, everybody is excited about this, incredibly excited. You know, it's going to take a change to our Constitution, so it's going to have to go on the ballot as it comes through this session this year. So whether it's in regular session, a special session, this is something that Floridians universally want. And, you know, when we talk about property tax relief, I think we really got to focus on those homesteaded properties. You know, is it really the American dream? Do you really own your home if you got to pay a rent, a mortgage, so to speak, to the government just for the safety and sanctity of owning your home? I don't think so. I love that Governor DeSantis is standing up for that. I stand beside him on that. We're going to push. When you talk to the folks in the Senate and the House, I think a lot of the individual members are excited about the potential. But you know what? I'd encourage people to use their voice, stand alongside this, and make sure that people understand how important this is to each of you, because that's the American dream, to own our home. I remember my parents talking about it when they were kids, and, you know, God willing, that's what we want our kids to have as well.
Yeah, then these, the whole other issue of affordability, but we'll get that next time. Let's what about removing the mandate for the COVID vaccine? You know, I was on vacation, yet I still saw a couple of headlines like it was a big deal, and I said, mandate means to force it. Why would people be against removing a mandate?
You know, Bob, this is so frustrating that we continue to get lost in the conversation from the liberal left. They go out there, they do cheetah flips and bend their back and get all stressed out. Look, if you want to get your COVID vaccination, feel free to get your COVID vaccination. But we're going to stand up for parental rights. We absolutely, unequivocally believe that parents should have the say when it comes to things like immunizations. This is vital. If you don't want to follow the regular schedule, you should have some flexibility in how you want to do that. I mean, my wife and I, we did the same thing. When it comes to COVID, we did not vaccinate our kids for COVID because we knew there wasn't a risk factor. Florida led on that issue. Governor DeSantis stood alone, and then the nation started to get behind him. So, yes, we extended it for one more year this year through some legislation that I ran, but we got to fight for this. And I'm proud of the fact that, again, we're focused on parental rights and doing what's right, not what's easy.
I was reading an interview, I think you do, with some folks out of Pensacola, the news, the ABC affiliate up there. And and the headline talks about you're going to transform Florida, which I get that, but also redefine lieutenant governor role. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, I think historically, when you look at the lieutenant governor role, it hasn't always had very specific responsibilities. I think you have to step up and lead from the front. When I look back to my time in the military, you know, your number two person, whether it was your XO, your DCO, whatever else, had very specific criteria, things they were responsible for to help keep, in my case, the governor, and in the military case, the commander, on the right side of issues, aware of issues, but also had responsibilities of their own to help keep the men and women in their care safe and moving in the right direction. I think that's what we have to do. Now, that's not saying there's anything that anyone's done wrong behind us. Jeanette was incredible. What an amazing Republican leader, stood up for the right issues, and she is doing absolutely amazing things in FIU. But I think it's time, and I think Floridians want to see that on the ground, lead from the front, do things the Floridian way, the American way, on the ground. And it's important that people understand that we got their back. If it means we have to be up front, lead from the front, and do things ourselves sometimes, well, then we're going to do that. That messaging, that follow-through, and that leadership is truly important.
Well, I mean, look, you being a guy, Green Beret, Special Forces, lost a leg and then still re-qualified as a deployable Green Beret. I mean, your story is phenomenal even before you got into politics, and we appreciate you, and we appreciate that. But from a military perspective, what's your thoughts on this idea of calling it the Department of War?
Well, you know, Bob, one correction I want to make. I didn't lose my leg. I do know where it is. It's just not with me anymore. So it takes a little bit more planning and some extra parts to get moving in the morning. But, you know, when we talk about the Department of War, you know, sometimes it's all about words have meaning. And we have one responsibility in the Department of War. That's to fight and win wars and carry American interests abroad while protecting our people and keeping them away from war here at home. I actually applaud this. I like going back to the historic footprint of this. It was after World War II, I believe 1947, post-World War II, that they changed the name in an effort to seem softer, kinder. You might say it was a little bit of political correctness prior to it being a thing. And again, with words having meaning, Department of War sets a tone. It clearly identifies what the responsibilities are, and now we've got to hold people accountable and prepare them to be the single best military on the planet. If you want peace through strength, I think that message is important.
Yeah, and peace through superior firepower, which This president's back in the folks on the ground, and we appreciate hearing about that from you and these important issues to Floridians everywhere. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, Bob, I appreciate it. Looking forward to the next time. Have a good day, all right?
All right, you too. Wow.
I loved his line about his lost leg. I mean, it's like, oh, he knows where it's at. He knows where he keeps it.
So when you know what? Have a sense of humor about stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, it hasn't held him back.
Not a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It maybe it was even getting in the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Who knew?
No. God bless him and his family. Yeah. I like this guy. It is 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about coming up. The latest headlines and some news. Brand new stuff coming out. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.